This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
For as long as it takes, we will stand shoulder to shoulder together with our European partners for Ukraine.
Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, alongside European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, reaffirming their support for Ukraine on Tuesday. Von der Leyen stating the EU's role for now.
Our goal is, on the European side, to train 30,000 troops by the end of the year.
Speaking during a news conference at Canadian Forces Base Kingston in Ontario, Trudeau said Canada is extending engineering and medical training for Ukrainian forces and announced a budget for demining efforts and energy equipment for Ukraine's power grid. The European Union is imposing sanctions on 9 people, including 2 senior Taliban government members and Russian military officers and police. VOA's Marissa Melton explains.
The 27-nation bloc accuses them all of links to rights violations and the sexual abuse of women. Tuesday's move comes on the eve of International Women's Day. Asset freezes and travel bans will be imposed on the 9, and asset freezes will be placed on an Iranian prison, Syria's Republican Guard, and a Myanmar army institution. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A court in Moscow sentenced a student activist to 8.5 years in prison for social media posts criticizing Russia's war in Ukraine, the latest step in a sweeping crackdown on dissent unleashed by the Kremlin. 23-year-old Dmitry Ivanov was convicted of spreading false information about the Russian army, which was made a criminal offense under a new law that Russian lawmakers rubber-stamped a week after Moscow sent troops into Ukraine. The legislation has been used to prosecute individuals who deviate from the government's official narrative. This is VOA News. Officials say 2 survivors of a deadly abduction in Mexico are back on U.S. soil. They were brought to a hospital in Brownsville, Texas, Tuesday. 2 other Americans were killed after the group got caught in a drug cartel shootout last week.
We thank our Mexican and U.S. law enforcement partners for their efforts to find these innocent victims, and the task forward is to ensure that justice is done.
That is U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price. Officials say the group was on a road trip to Mexico for one of them to get a cosmetic surgery. The Americans were hauled away in a truck. The region's governor said Mexican authorities frantically searched as a cartel moved them around. They were eventually found Tuesday in a remote area near the Gulf Coast in a wood shack. Following a CNN investigation into secret prisons in the White House or in Iran, the White House has echoed the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee's call for a United Nations inquiry on Tuesday. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said human rights abuses from Iran's government must not go without consequence.
And so what we want to say from here is that we welcome the call from our Senate colleagues for the U.N.'s independent international fact-finding mission on Iran to investigate.
The February report from CNN described a network of secret torture centers in Iran. The new human rights chief says his office has opened channels of communication to help follow up on concerns about the rights of minorities in China, including Uyghur Muslims and Tibetans. Volker Turk did not detail how his office plans to follow up on a critical report by his predecessor, Michelle Bachelet, in August. His address Tuesday to the Human Rights Council had been highly anticipated by independent rights advocates who were looking for a harder line against China over China and its policies in places like Xinjiang and Hong Kong. His comments fell short of their hopes for a stronger message. The Biden administration is preparing to relax COVID-19 testing restrictions for travelers from China as soon as Friday. That's according to 2 people familiar with that decision. People who were not authorized to comment publicly and spoke on the condition of anonymity said the administration has decided to roll back the testing requirements as cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are declining in China and the U.S. has gathered better information about the surge. The restrictions were put in place on December 28th and took effect on January 5th amid a surge of infections in China. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.